Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week of our learning of Sefer Shabbos Machlasa as we continue to explore the work of Rabbi Shimshon David Pinkus as he teaches us about what it means to experience and celebrate Shabbos. We're on page 17 and still in Perek Aleph, Ochelek Aleph, and last week Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus taught us about Machlus. And what is Machlus really all about? Machlus is not just the ability to take something, mikolach alapol, from the theoretical to the actual. But actually, Malchus, you know, when we think about a king wears a crown. And why does a king wear a crown? Not just, you know, to show off. You know, there are a lot of ways a king could show off that the king is special. The king wears a crown because the crown symbolizes that the king is actually a little bit higher up than the rest of the nation. The king is actually better, more impressive. So that king or that queen even, in the concept and the experience of Malchus, is not just taking all those six midos that in theory could have been performed but did not have the capacity, as we've learned, that just like I might want to do chesed but I might not have the ability to do chesed, but when I have Malchus, when I become the king, I can now do chesed. So too, it's not just that base level. It's not just that Malchus brings those abilities from the theoretical to the actual, but actually Malchus sets those abilities to another level. What you can accomplish as king is even higher and even greater than what you could do if you were not the king. Even if you had the means, even if you were, say, wealthy and you wanted to do chesed, you could do that. But Malchus, kingship, brings you to another level. The king wears a crown to bring him, or the queen wears a crown to bring her, to that next level, that higher level. So let's jump in to Letter Talad. V'namtika inyan od ksas al yedei mashal. Let's explore this concept of Malchus a little bit further through a parable, through an example. A father who prepares a wedding feast for his son. And it's not necessarily a father, it's not necessarily a son, could be a mother, could be a daughter, but in our context, Av and Chosan. And he prepares this elaborate feast. And it prepares beautiful for plates and platters that are spectacular to the eye. And prepares a king's feast for with all the various tastes you might expect. And invites the best musicians to join, the best orchestras. And does everything necessary to ensure that this wedding day is as beautiful and as honorable as possible. And that set day comes, that appointed time comes, and all of the orchim, all the guests arrive. The friends of the chasam, and you know, the dear friends of the family, and you know, these really chashuv, special people. And everything is ready, and it's beautiful. It's extraordinary. It's incredible. It's beautiful. And a whisper starts to trickle around the party, around this beautiful party. What's that whisper? Hachasan lo yavo v'lo yagia. The groom's not here, and he's not coming. Next paragraph. Vehine, im yomar az mishihu la'av o la'echad ha'orchim. If someone were to say to one of the guests or to the father himself, hein emes hachasan lo yagia. True, the chasan's not coming. Aval gam biladai de'achasan ba'avinen but okay, nonetheless, come enjoy from this beautiful feast that we've prepared. All the beautiful artwork, the beautiful food, the delicious food, and the wonderful music. That person's statement will never be received. The heart, the soul, the experience of the guests is going to be terrible. They're going to be upset. They're going to be sad. Me'ata hamatamim enam ti'imim v'akiros enam yafim klal lemara enehem. And from now on, all of the beautiful food is no longer beautiful. The delicious things are no longer delicious. Hakol hafek lemechor. Everything has switched over. Everything has turned to disgusting. V'lama, why? She'im hakason takhlis kol masiba inena kan. Is it Tom Bezareya? Yesh l'chol ha'suda. If the chasan's not here, the reason we're having this entire suit in the first place If he hasn't come, then there's no flavor, there's no taste. Why are we here in the first place? The whole Suda was all for him. Aval im lo kachkar, if that didn't happen, el hachasan achen higia, but everyone came up, and everyone looks beautiful, and all the food is wonderful, and gorgeous, and delicious. Hine im knisaso l'ulam hushlam ha-simcha, when the chasan arrives, and he walks into the room, he walks in for the chasan stage, he walks in for the bedekin, then the room lights up, everyone is so excited. V'chol ha-pratim she'echinu me'ata heim nechmarim v'na'im. And all the intricate details that the father put effort in to make them happen, all those things come to life, they come to fruition, and they're so beautiful, they're so enjoyable, they're so pleasant. Nimses omer she knisas achasan hishlim es kol marakas asuda. And so we see from here that the chasan coming in actually really completes the entirety of this festival, the entirety of this party. Vachnisa tam v'reach l'chol prate advarim shehuknu l'chvodo. And his entrance, his arrival to the party, is really providing flavor, providing taste and enjoyment to all the different things that were prepared specifically for him. V'lo zeh bilvad, and not just that. Ela sheknisas hachasan shinta iker shema umahusa shalasuda. It's not just that, but when the chasan arrives, then the name, the experience of the suda changes in its entirety. Because now it's a suda for the chasan. It was just a nice party, but now it's a celebration of a wedding. Mitchila halakam hayalakam. Initially, the bread was just bread. V'abasar basar. Chafetzim chomrim v'gashmim. Those things were just physical manifestations. Those physical foods. Bread and meat. V'akashir nichnas hachasa. But when the groom comes in, miata halakam enam lakam ba'ama. It's not just bread anymore. Elachalos cheftza shel suda hachasa. Now these become an object. They become chalas. They have a cheftza of a suda. They are what creating the simchas suda, the enjoyable feast of the party, of the chasan, of the wedding. She cheftza acheres legamer. It's an entirely new thing. It's not just bread anymore. V'av chevetz shel mitzvah. It's a mitzvah object. V'lo od ela gama bracha alav mishtane. Even the bracha has changed. Shemeata lo rak mevarchin. The blessing that I make on bread is no longer just hamotzi lechem in aretz. Rather, we don't just say that. We say kichol lechem ba'alma shashavak nigmar b'hotzam in aretz. The conclusion of our praising of Kadosh Baruch Hu when we eat bread is that God took bread from the land. Ela shasimcha b'mono. Now we're also adding in the shevach brachos. We say that the simcha comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemeata halechem mevi hitparsu. Now that bread is becoming a means for us to bring this entire food experience up to Shemayim as part of the Sheva Brachos. That's a mashal of what Malchus is all about, what the experience of Malchus is. She'amnam hi akrona. If Malchus isn't there, if Malchus is not that last step of the collection of our midos, of our desires and our goals, then it's nothing. Aval hi hamashlima v'hanosenes tochein l'chol prate amidos hakudemesla. Without Malchus, then my desire to do chesed might not matter. My gvur, my desire for justice, doesn't matter. If I have all the things prepared for the suda and the chesed doesn't come, then it doesn't make a difference. If I have everything prepared, if I'm putting all this effort in, but the Malchus isn't there, then it means nothing. If it's not all directed toward a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then what have I accomplished? The amnam. Bovu nam shikas amashel. Let's continue with this mashal. V'navin be'ezos Hashem esa inyan lo'ot umko. Let's really understand the depth of this matter. Hine kasher niknas hachasim berov pe'er v'hadar v'yismala ha'bayis kul simcha. If the chasim came in all of his beauty, in all of his wonder, and the entire house, the entire room, the entire wedding hall was full of simcha, im tishal mishu, if someone were to ask, lama tasameh v'yis hachasim, why are you so happy that the chasim is here? Would a person ever think to say, ha'im yomar, b'pnei she'akshav, if knisas hachasan ha-suuda kula mushlemesi ukvar nucha lahanos me'akishutim hamarhivin v'rov ha-matamim v'af me'azmiras hayafos. Would someone ever say, oh, well, now the groom's here, now I can eat the food, and now the band is going to play, and if he had not come, I wouldn't have all these things. Now, because the chasan is here, I'm able to really appreciate and really enjoy it. You know, those weddings where grooms don't show up, it's not fun, it's not enjoyable to eat the suda. Who would ever say that? Mishota shayomar came. Ella, Yomar anu smichim besimchasa haishit shel hachasan atzmo. we are so happy in the individualized experience of the chasen, of the wedding. And yeah, okay, we're also enjoying the suda, but why am I really so happy at a wedding? Not because of the wonderful suda, because of the chasen, because of the wedding. All the food is tougher, it's all secondary to the primary, to really what's making me happy. Shehi simchas chasen, because the chasen akala, the wedding is taking place. And the nimshal here is all about Malchus Shemayim. What are we really talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship. David HaMelech mona shesh midos b'darkei hashkacha shein bonim olam u'melo. David HaMelech counted off these six midos that really built up the world. U'kenegdam nivna olam atzmo b'shishak kitzosa. And corresponding to these six midos, these six attributes, the world was developed in six directions, as we said last week, we hinted to last week. Mizrach ma'arav tzafra medarim ma'alu mata. North, west, south, east, up and down. V'achakach, ba'inyan ha'malchus. And then Malchus comes, she'emasai yesh l'darche shemayim eile, she'hi binyan olam u'malo, per v'hadar b'emes. And that Malchus gives attribute, it gives meaning, it infuses meaning within those six directions. The Maharal said last week that number seven is the essence of what's inside those six directions. Kasher l'cha shem ha'malacha, when we say that to you God is kingship, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is king, when we can reveal Kavod Shemayim actually in this world, and we can experience the Shekhinah, we can experience God resting amongst us, then the skies are singing praises of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, is clearly the one who built the Rakia. The whole world that is built from these six midos are coming to life to full shlemus in the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ababa emes ein ze tachlis asimcha v'ashlemus la'amit tasam. But if we have Malchus and all those six midos, all the six directions are given life, given fruition, that they go from the potential into the actual, that's not really the goal. That's not what we're really celebrating. Masha kavod shemayim miskala al yidei olam umelo shesof sof masha miskala mitoka olam hari mugval hi lehekef haolam. Because ultimately, when we talk about this revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that kavod shemayim was revealed, and ultimately, this giloy of into the world, this revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's limited to the confines of our world. It's limited to the six directions that we just discussed. But really, real Kvod Shemayim, the Etzem, the root of Hashras Hashchina, it brings with us something that goes beyond. It's the crown above the head of the king. It brings us to the ability to spread Kvod Shemayim beyond the confines of these six worlds, beyond the six meters, beyond what we might envision is possible and capable, beyond this world. When we reveal Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're able to spread him far, far, far beyond. It's just like that mashal with the chasen, with the groom. When the chasen does arrive, it's wonderful. Aval ikra simcha hi im hakasan atzmo. The ikra simcha is not within Malchus that I'm able to perform chesed. The ikra simcha of a wedding is not that I'm able to eat, and I'm able to dance, I'm able to hear music. It's that I can celebrate with the chasan. The ikra simcha of Malchus of Shabbos is that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kasher mashra HaKadosh Baruch Hu shkinasa ba'olam v'hushlam olam b'tifarto. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in this world and it's complete in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's beauty, ain't the ikra simcha. That's not the ikra simcha. Ella, like we say in Tehillim, Yismach Yisrael b'osav b'nei Tzion yagilu b'malcham, that b'nei Yisrael will be happy with their creator. The children of Tzion will rejoice in their king. Zehu shemaskila pasuk shuv b'lecha Hashem. That's why the second pasuk says lecha Hashem. Now the third explanation we've used. Shamam lacha ena rak shleimus achrayim. It's not that we're getting to the completion, that we're getting to the next step, you know, the completion of these six things. Ela hamamlacha olamala aha gedula v'hagvura hamiskalim ba'olam. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship is taking us a level higher, to the top of the crown. V'yesh me'ata lacha Hashem mechudash. Now it's another lacha Hashem. Elyon v'noor aleihem. That first lacha Hashem was not good enough. It's not that we're just separating because Malchus is bigger than the other six. But lacha Hashem, because we're no longer on the same plane. We've gone beyond. Our appreciation, our understanding of this, of lacha Hashem hamamlacha, is that I don't exist just in these six, in the six directions of this world. When I have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I experience the Malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't just have Chesed and Gvura and Tiferes. Now I have all of them patched together and gone well beyond my ordinary means, beyond the confines of this world. I'm so much greater because I have Malchus. That's really what we're celebrating. That's what we're so happy about and so joyous about on Shabbos. The spectacular experience of the Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us beyond what we might seem capable in this world. Thank you so much for learning with me this week. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Bye-bye.